Hello, this is Shelley Entine, and I'm going to be speaking about the Virgo New Moon, September. Well, let's see. It depends if you're across the pond or if you are here in our country. It is in the United States, September 6th at 8:51 p.m., the New Moon. So, of course, that means you don't get to see it, right? Because it's with the sun, and the sun is below the earth. And so we have this Virgo new moon, and there's a lot of interesting things happening at this time of the new moon in Virgo, particularly Virgo. It is a sign that is associated with a goddess, really, the symbol being a woman holding wheat. And that is the symbol of the goddess of the grains, which is the asteroid Ceres. And the asteroid Ceres is sitting at the moment in Gemini, and she has made a conjunction to the North Node in Gemini. So Ceres would like us to be looking at some information, you know, looking at things more than just accepting and believing things. How about some more info? She is trine Mercury in Libra also, and making a grand trine, actually, because she's also trine Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. And I really feel, looking at this, Libra is the scales of balance and justice. And Saturn has been reviewing some of what may be changing for the future. And so I think that we can look at some of the things that have been happening in the world and understand that there is a process taking place now. And that process is change, whether we want things to change or not. It is going to happen. And we are dealing with that situation where there are some very different opinions in the world right now, and they're causing difficulty in relationships. And when people go to look for information now, as Ceres in Gemini is suggesting in the North Node, would also be promoting to get that mind that can make decisions with just and equal balance, and to be involved with looking at what we want to see manifesting in the future. Well, you know, it seems that it is true that we have a tendency to only look for information that supports our own belief. And in order to actually be able to come to a truth, we have to be able to explore more. And I think that's one of the issues of the Virgo new moon, because Virgo is also the sign that is not wanting to be controlled by anything. You know, there are plenty of controlling signs we have. And Virgo likes to control in the sense of making things orderly and using things that work. But the Virgo energy for the self is to be complete within the self so that nothing is controlling you. And that doesn't mean other people. It also means things like addictions, minor and major, you know, anything that has power over you. Virgo wants to relinquish those things to be complete within the self, so that when we get to that sign of making choice, which is the next sign, Libra, then we are doing it from a point of authentic self. All right? And these things sound simple, but they aren't easy in this world because there are so many factors that are on us trying to get us to follow certain directions. We just had Mars in Virgo opposing Neptune in Pisces. And I put up a little short meme, as they call them, on Facebook and on Instagram about the fog and that it was frustrating and confusing and it was going to lift. And I had an unusual number for me of comments. People had been feeling this energy as it was coming in, and it was very difficult. In whatever way, we couldn't see the right thing to do. This is Virgo, the right thing. And Libra also wants to find the right thing by weighing and looking at sides of a situation. Well, this Virgo new moon has arrived, and the Mars has moved on. The memory lingers on, and the Mars is actually moving into the trine, or has just made the exact trine to Pluto in Capricorn. So Mars is thinking, okay, I've got it figured out, and I can start implementing some things. But the Virgo new moon is heading for the opposition to Neptune that Mars had. So we're not quite out of the woods yet with being able to find the perfect thing or do this the perfect way or even get people to be doing what we think they should be doing. You know, it's interesting. In my own case, I've been waiting for somebody to contact me, a person missing in action, as I'm saying, but I thought it would be over the minute the Mars left that opposition. But now I'm realizing that I may have a little more time to deal with some of the mysterious uncertainties. And at the moment of the new moon is approaching first an exact trine. It is like just seconds away from an exact trine to Uranus and Taurus. Of course, Uranus retrograde. So there is an opening in the consciousness here as we begin a new cycle to look at things that have been revealed to us, even intuitively, with the Uranian energy being intuition, about how things are changing, A, in the world. I mean, if you were around in the last week or so, I mean, it's just been mind-blowing what's going on in terms of weather. And, you know, if we haven't quite noticed that yet, I think the Virgo consciousness wants to take note of it and analyze and find a logical solution to make things work. All right, well, you know, that is going to involve change. And that is, again, something that people don't always want. They don't want change because, you know, who knows? There was an old expression, I think it's a really old expression now, better the devil you know than the one you don't, which to me was always, I mean, that was a very pessimistic way of looking at things, right? You know, like, couldn't it be better than another devil if something changed? But you see the resistance level that we have to being able to see the positive potential. Well, Virgo right now, Virgo new moon, is ready. When you're sitting down with your intentions and you're going to write out what you want, in terms of Virgo new moon, you are looking at that. What do I want for my health? What do I want for my work? How do I want to perfect things in myself? And also, that has to do with our habits and things, which can also be things that need changing. When we look at our lives, what, you know, really is working and what isn't? What is something that holds us back? These are questions at the time of the new moon. Okay, so it's interesting because also we've got Venus in Libra sitting with an asteroid, which is Vesta, in Libra. So Venus and Vesta are both extremely focused in relationship and making relationship have, you know, equality, balanced scales, you know, coming to agreements, coming to a point where we can make some kind of a decision And so what we have with these two together, we have the trine to Jupiter, retrograde in Aquarius, which is the expansion of consciousness, but we have a square to Pluto in Capricorn, retrograde. And what is Pluto in Capricorn? The power of the patriarchy and the power that sits in the public arena at the moment. So we can go into many different places with this. I don't want to get too political here, but we can certainly know, and we have seen an outpicturing of the square to Pluto in Capricorn for Venus, a goddess, a feminine goddess. And there's been a lot of reaction to it, more than might have been expected. And so that Venus has just passed the trine and just passed the square. Vesta is coming toward it. This Vesta is what you will fight for. So we can see that in order to make things work and looking at things like health and everything, there are going to be some fights about certain things that have been trying to hold on to and move even backwards, let's say, into the past for the Pluto energy to have and maintain control. Also interesting is that in that opposition to Neptune, there is another asteroid, and the asteroids are all named after goddesses. So there's a lot of divine feminine energy is in this, and that's why I started out with likening the Virgo energy to Ceres. And she's now a dwarf planet, but she started out as an asteroid, and she hangs with the others in between Mars and Jupiter. So this one that's with Neptune now is Pallas Athena. Now, she is the wisdom warrior. And if she's in Pisces, and she's retrograde in Pisces, conjunct Neptune, we're going back to what is the truth. Again, this is like, you know, acting with the right energy of truth and achieving our goal. Where is the spiritual energy right now? Where is that psychic tune in to the oneness and the connection to all things? Where is that? All right. And that energy is, again, very important in certain ways for us right now to be focusing on, even with the Virgo desire for perfection. It is very focused on mundane, and that's okay. But if we take the polarity and we come to the center, we can also decide to have an informed, you know, mundane decision that also carries spiritual truth in it. You know, something that bypasses just the mind of the humans, which is, you know, not an easy task, not at all. Of course, we still have Saturn and Uranus in square aspect, and this continues to be that change and the resistance to change. So this is what I'm looking at when I see this, and I know that if we're willing to allow that expansion of our consciousness, if we're willing to look at some of the messages that have been given to us and are coming in, if we're willing to take a look at some change that needs to be made and to get information, as Ceres is directing us, find out what's real and true. You know, can you do that only through outer means? Well, this moon is suggesting that you can also do that through the intuition and the feeling nature of the psychic input. You know, you are the barometer. You know, if we are in situations, we can always see red flags. We can always get a sense of things. we can always know. We like to push it away and, you know, take it into a different place. But those prompts are always there for us. And it seems like this Virgo new moon is a time when we should be asking ourselves, how can I incorporate my own inner knowing into the questions that are facing the world, but also my personal life and how I am relating in my work, how I relate to my body and my health, and, you know, many other questions that can be coming up for you. So I think it's an interesting time. It's a time to sit and ponder a bit and then make your list. What would I like to see as this new lunar cycle comes in? And I wish you all the best with that, and I'll say goodbye for now.